Good morning. Welcome to Back to the Book broadcast. Evangelist Gene Voss with you today. And hope you're getting ready to go to church this morning. Be in the house of God today. Come here and be with us where we're members at Mountain View Baptist Church. Be glad to have you. Got a treat for you today. Our pastor, former pastor, he's passed away now. Be preaching for us today. You listen as Brother Milford Biddle preaches this morning.
That's correctly read. Let's read the 25 verses. 1 Peter chapter 1. I want to go back verse 24 and 25 for my thought tonight. For all flesh is as the grass, and all the glory of man is the flower of the grass. And the grass withereth, the flower thereof falleth away. But the word of the Lord endureth forever, and this is the word which by the gospel is preached unto you. I want to preach to you tonight on the thought, the book that we call the Bible. The book that we call the Bible. I love this Bible. Nothing has ever had as much influence on me as the Word of God. I appreciate the Bible. I was amazed when I recognized the fact about the scriptures. You look at your front of your Bible, it'll have Holy Bible. Usually back here on the back, Holy Bible. Then you turn in the flowerly inside, you'll see a number of times Holy Bible. But then I come to realize the word Bible is not mentioned in the scripture, not one time. I was amazed that it wasn't mentioned in the scripture. But I have no problem with that. They tell me that this word Bible come from a word meaning books, and that's what we have in this book that we call the Bible. It's not just one book, but 66 books. We have 39 Old Testament and 27 New Testament books. It's amazing. They tell us this Bible was written by some 44, maybe different pensmen. And over a period of some 1,500 or 2,000 years. And none of them contradict the other. But each one of these books complement the other books. Amen. And I praise God for that. I'm glad that I've got a Bible. And I want to preach to you tonight on this book that we call the Bible. I like this book because it's a book of promises. God chose to deal with mankind through promise. Everybody that'll be in heaven will be there because they believe the promise of the Word of God. God places a lot of emphasis on the promise. He said in 2 Peter chapter 1 and verse 4, whereby are given unto us exceeding great and precious promises, that by these ye might be partakers of the divine nature, having escaped the corruption that is in the world through lust. God chose to deal with us through promise. I'm glad for that today. I'm glad, had it not been by promise, it could not have been by faith. Had it not been by faith, it could not have been by grace. But God made us a promise, and everybody that will be in heaven will be there because of the promise. Adam and Eve will not be in heaven because of the animal sacrifice that was, the blood was shed and they made a coat. That was an evidence of the faith that they had in Genesis chapter 3, verse 15, when he said to Satan, he said, I put enmity between thee and the woman, and between thy seed and her seed. It shall bruise thy head, and thou shalt bruise his heel. That's the first promise of the virgin birth of the Son of God. And they put their faith in that promise, and they evidenced that faith by letting God kill that innocent sacrifice and clothe them with that skin. We put our faith in the promise that God has made us, John 3:16, and many more beside that. For God so loved the world that he gave his only begotten Son, that whosoever believeth in him should not perish but have everlasting life. And we evidence that. We evidence that by going into the water and being baptized and making a show of really what really happened to us. We died with him and was raised again. And everybody, God places so much emphasis on the promise of the Word of God. Galatians chapter 1, chapter 3 and verse 1 said, O foolish Galatian, who hath bewitched you that you should not obey the truth, before whose eyes Jesus Christ is evidence set forth, crucified among you? This only would I learn of you, receive ye the Spirit by the works of the law, or by the hearing of faith? Are you so foolish, having begun in the Spirit? Are you now made perfect by the flesh? Have you suffered so many things in vain, if it yet be in vain? He therefore ministered you the Spirit, work of miracles among you, doeth he it for the work of the law, or by the hearing of faith? Even as Abraham believed God, and it was accounted unto him for righteousness. Now, he tells us that everything that we can hope for comes through the promise of the Word of God, and we put our faith in that promise. Amen. I'm glad for the promises of the Word of God today. Isn't it wonderful today that we have the promise that God said, whosoever will, let him come. Take of the water of life freely. I'm glad God made us a promise, and we believe the promise. God then works on that promise. And not only is it a book of promises, but it's a book of praise. Amen. Psalms 100 and verse 1 said, make a joyful noise unto the Lord, all ye lands. Serve the Lord with gladness. Come before his presence with singing. Know ye the Lord, he is God. It is he that has made us, not we ourselves. We're his people and the sheep of his pasture. Enter into his gates with thanksgiving, and to his courts with praise. Be thankful unto him, and bless his name. For the Lord's good, his mercy is everlasting, his truth endures to all generations. He said in Ephesians chapter 5, said, speaking to yourselves in psalms and hymns and spiritual songs, singing, making melody to your heart to the Lord, giving thanks always for all things unto God and the Father in the name of the Lord Jesus Christ. I'm glad, thank God, this Bible is a book of praise. But this Bible is a book of preaching. Amen. I like that. 2 Timothy chapter 4 and verse 1. He said, I charge thee therefore before God and the Lord Jesus Christ, who shall judge the quick and the dead, and his kingdom. His kingdom. Amen. Thank God. Said, I preach the word. Be instant in season, out of season. Reprove, rebuke, exhort with all longsuffering and doctrine. The time will come. But he'll not endure sound doctrine. But after their own lust shall they heap themselves teachers, having itching ears, they shall turn away their ears from the truth, and shall be turned unto fables. He said, watch thou in all things. Endure affliction. Do the work of an evangelist. Make full proof of your ministry. Thank God today I'm glad this Bible's to be preached. 1 Timothy chapter 1 and verse 12, Paul said, I thank Christ Jesus our Lord, who hath enabled me, for that he cannot be faithful, putting me into the ministry. Who was before a blasphemer and a persecutor, injurious, but I obtained mercy because I did it ignorantly and in unbelief. And the grace of the Lord was exceeding abundantly with love and faith in Christ Jesus. This is a faithful saying, and worthy of all acceptation, that Christ Jesus came in the world to save sinners. Of whom I am chief, come here for this cause. I obtained mercy that in me first Jesus Christ might show forth all long-suffering for a pattern to them who should hereafter believe on him to life everlasting. Amen. I'm glad for the preaching of the Word of God. 2 Corinthians chapter 4 and verse 1 said, therefore, seeing we have this ministry, as we receive mercy, we faint not, but I renounce the hidden things of dishonesty, not walking in craftiness to hand the word of God deceitfully, but by manifestation of the truth commend ourselves to every man's conscience in the sight of God. But if our gospel be hid, it's hid to them that are lost, in whom the God of this world hath blinded the mind of them that believe not, lest the light of the glorious gospel of Christ, who is the image of God, should shine unto them. For we preach not ourselves, but Christ Jesus our Lord, ourselves your servant. For Jesus' sake, for God, who commanded the light to shine out of darkness, has shined into our heart to give the light to the knowledge of the glory of God in the face of Jesus Christ. But we have this treasure, an earthen vessel, that the excellency of the power might be of God and not of us. Thank God for the Bible. Amen. This book we call the Bible is correct. Amen. Thank God. I like what he claims for itself. Claims power for itself. For the word of God is quick, powerful, sharper than any two-edged sword, piercing even to the dividing asunder soul and spirit, joints and marrow, and is discerning of the thoughts, the intents of the heart. Neither is any creature that is not manifest in his sight. All things are naked and open unto the eyes of him with whom we have to do. Thank God, I'm glad this Bible is correct. Amen. Claim for itself power. Amen. It came for itself perfection. The words of the Lord are pure words, as silver tried in the furnace, purified seven times. Thou shalt keep them, O Lord. Thou shalt preserve them from this generation forever. Psalms 19 said, the law of the Lord is perfect, converting the soul. The testimony of the Lord is sure, making wise the simple. The statutes of the Lord are right, rejoicing the heart. The commandments of the Lord appear, enlightening the eye. The fear of the Lord is clean, endure forever. The judgments of the Lord are true and righteous altogether. More to be desired than the gold, yea, the much fine gold. Sweeter also than the honey from the honeycomb. Moreover by them is thy servant warned, and the keeping them is great reward. Amen. I'm glad we got a correct Bible. Amen. Thank God. Titus chapter 1 and verse 1. Paul, a servant of God, an apostle of the Lord Jesus Christ, according to the faith of God's elect and the knowledge of the truth, which is after godliness, and hope of eternal life, which God, that cannot lie, promised before the world began, but at the new time manifests his word through preaching, which is committed unto me according to the commandment of God our Savior. Amen. After Titus, my own son, after common faith, grace, mercy, and peace from God our Father and from the Lord Jesus Christ. For this cause left out thee in Crete, thus to set in order the things that are wanting, ordained elders and overseers I've appointed thee. If any be blameless, the husband of one wife, have faithful children, not accused of right, are a ruler. For the bishop must be blameless as the steward of God, not self-will, not soon anger, not given to wine, no striker, not given to filthy lucre, but a lover of hospitality, a lover of good men, sober, us holy tempered, holding fast the faithful word as he had been taught, that it may be able by sound doctrine both to exhort and convince of gainsay. There are many unruly, vain talkers, especially they of the circumcision, whose mouths must be stopped, who subvert whole houses and teach a thing which they ought not, for filthy lucre's sake. One of themselves, even a prophet of their own, said, the Christians are always liars, evil beasts, slow bellies. This witness is true. Wherefore rebuke them sharply, they may be sound in the faith, not given to Jewish fable commandments of men. Unto the pure, all things are pure. Unto them which be defiled is nothing pure. Even their minds and their conscience is defiled. They profess they know God, but in works they deny him, being abominable, and at whoever good work, reprobates. Amen. Not everybody preaching for the right cause. Amen. That's right. It's sad. Amen. Paul said, I didn't even understand, brethren, the thing which happened to me had fallen out rather to the furthest of the gospel. So that my bonds in Christ are manifest in all the palaces and all other places. Many of the brethren of the Lord waxing confident with my bonds are much more bold, speak the word without fear. Some indeed preach Christ even of envy and of strife. Some also of goodwill. The one preach Christ of contention, not sincerely. I suppose in that affliction to my bond, but the other of love, knowing I'm set for the defense of the gospel. What then? Notwithstanding every way, whether pretense or untruth, Christ is preached. I therein do rejoice. Yea, and will rejoice. For I know that this shall turn to my salvation through your prayer and through the supply of the Spirit of Jesus Christ, according to my earnest expectation, my hope, that in nothing I should be ashamed, but with all boldness as always. So now, Christ shall be magnified in my body, whether it be my life or my death. For to me to live is Christ, and to die is gain. But if I live in the flesh, this is the fruit my labor. Yet what I choose I wrote not. I'm in a strait betwixt two, having a desire to part and be a Christ, which is far better. Nevertheless, to abide in the flesh is more needful for you. Having this confidence, I know that I shall abide and continue with you all for your friends of joy of faith, that your rejoicing may be more abundant in Jesus Christ for me by my coming to you again. Only let your conversation be as it cometh through the gospel of Christ, that whether I come to see you or else be absent, I may hear of your affair. That you stand fast in one spirit and one mind, striving together for the faith of the gospel. And in nothing, terrified be your adversary, which is to them an evident token of perdition, but to you of salvation, not of God. For you is given in behalf of Christ, not only to believe on him, but also to suffer for his sake. Amen. Amen. I want to say to you today, God help us. I tell you, this Bible is so correct. God demands that his servant be qualified. Amen. He makes a demand. Amen. Who handles this book? He puts a qualifications on our lives. Amen. Thank God for a Bible that tells us. It's correct. It's correct. It tells us the truth. Amen. Thank God for that. I'm glad for the truth of the Word of God. Amen. The Bible tells us we need to stand for the truth of the Word of God. Sound doctrine. Amen. I tell you, the Bible is correct concerning sin. Amen. Romans chapter 5 verse 12 said, wherefore is but one man sin in the world, death by sin. So death passed upon all men, for all have sinned. For until the law of sin was in the word of sin is not imputed where there is no law. Nevertheless, death reigned from Adam to Moses, even over them that did not sin after the similitude of Adam's transgression, who is a figure of him that was to come. Amen. Romans chapter 6 and verse 23 tells us, for the wages of sin is death, but the gift of God is eternal life through Jesus Christ our Lord. Amen. We're so prone to sin. It's so common to sin. Amen. All unrighteousness is a sin. That is not a faith is sin. It's so convenient to sin. You don't have to go nowhere to sin. You can sin right here. You can sin in this pulpit. You can sin sitting on these pews. You can sin your attitude. You can I sin in your ambitions. Amen. You can sin in your affection. So common to sin. But it's costly to sin. Amen. There is a sin unto death. John said, if you didn't see a brother sin a sin which is not unto death, he should ask him to give him life. There is a sin unto death. I do not say that you should pray for it. All unrighteousness is sin. And there is a sin not unto death. There is a sin that God will forgive a person for. Amen. And face it at the judgment seat of Christ. Amen. Hebrews chapter 6 said, therefore leaving the principles of doctrine of Christ, let's go on to perfection, not laying again the foundation of repentance from dead works of faith towards God, of the doctrine of baptism, laying on the hand, the resurrection of the dead, and the eternal judgment. This will we do if God permit. For it is impossible for those who were once the light and taste of the heavenly gift and were made partakers of the Holy Ghost to taste the good word of God and the power of the world to come, if they shall fall away, to renew them again unto repentance, seeing they crucify the Son of God afresh and put him to an open shame. Amen. I want to say to you today, God holds us accountable for our sin. Paul shunned the death. Amen. He lived his life fearing the judgment seat. Amen. I want to say to you today, we're going to face our lives judgment seat. Now there is a sin if it's not unto death. He said you can pray for him, give him life. But he said there's some sin, just don't pray for him. And one preacher I heard him say one time said, he had some members that had given him a whole lot of trouble, and he went to God and said, God, I'm going to go give them to you. He said, no, just give them to Satan. So I don't want them. Amen. I don't know too much about that, but it sounds pretty good, doesn't it? Amen. I've seen a few like that myself in the years gone by. But, we learn. Amen. This Bible, I'm talking about it being correct. It's correct concerning sin. It's correct concerning the Savior. Oh, that's the good part about it. Hallelujah to God. I'm glad. The Bible said in Hebrews chapter 2 and verse 9, but we see Jesus, who's made a little lower than the angel for the suffering of death, crowned with glory and honor. He, by the grace of God, should taste death for every man. For it became him for whom are all things, by whom are all things, and bringing men's sons to glory, to make the captain their salvation perfect through suffering. For both he that sanctified, they who are sanctified are all one. For which cause he is not ashamed to call them brethren. Saying, I'll declare thy name unto my brethren in the midst of the church, will I sing praise unto thee. And again, behold, I and the children which God has given me. For as much then as the children are partakers of flesh and blood, he also himself likewise took part of the same, that through death he might destroy him that had the power of death, that is the devil, and deliver them who through fear of death were all their lifetime subject unto bondage. For verily he took not on him the nature of angel, but took on him the seed of Abraham. Wherefore in all things it behooved him to be made like unto his brethren, that he might be a merciful and faithful high priest in things pertaining to God, to make reconciliation for the sins of the people. For that he himself has suffered being tempted, he's able to succor them that are tempted. Amen. John 10:9, Jesus said, I'm the door. By me, if any man shall enter in, he shall go in and out and find pastures. The thief cometh not but to steal and to kill and to destroy. I'm come that you might have life and that you might have it more abundantly. Hallelujah. Have we got the truth about Jesus? Amen. Thank God for you. If I had time, I'd coach you. About his birth. Amen. Thank God. I got to go right now. Amen. The Bible's it's correct. It's correct concerning salvation. There's one verse. I like one verse. I mean, it covers salvation from beginning to end. Ephesians chapter 1, verse 13. In whom ye also trusted. After that you heard the word of truth, the gospel of your salvation. In whom also, after ye believed, ye were sealed with the Holy Spirit of promise, which is the earnest of our inheritance until the redemption of the purchased possession unto the praise of his glory. Oh, that backs our doctrine, doesn't it? That wraps it up. Hallelujah to God. Amen. Thank God. This Bible is not only correct, but it's current. Current. That's right. And it's been current for every generation. It was the word of God. It was a promise. Since God deals with us, we promise. It's been promised all the way through. Adam and Eve got the promise. Amen. And the Bible says, what shall we say then to Abraham, our fathers, pertaining to flesh and fat? For if Abraham were justified by works, he had worth to glory, but not before God. What saith Scripture? Abraham believed God, and it was counted unto him for righteousness. Now to him that worketh is a reward, not reckoned of grace, but of debt. But to him that worketh not, but believeth on him to justify the ungodly, his faith is counted for righteousness. Even as David described the blessedness of a man to whom God imputeth righteousness without work, saying, blessed are they whose iniquities are forgiven, whose sins are covered. Blessed he to whom the Lord will not impute sin. Then down about verse 25, he said, still talking about Abraham. And he said, he being not weak in faith, considered not his own body now dead, and he is about 100 years old. Neither the deadness of Sarah's womb. He staggered not at the promise of God through unbelief, but was strong in faith, giving glory to God, and being fully persuaded that what he had promised he was able also to perform. And therefore it was imputed unto him for righteousness. Now, I like this one. Now, it was not written for his sake alone, but for us also, to whom he shall be imputed, if we believe on him, the raised up Jesus our Lord from the dead, who was delivered for our offenses and raised again for our justification. Hallelujah to God. I mean, he's current. Just as sure as it was for Abraham, it's for me. It meant for every generation. Thank God today. I'm glad this Bible works anywhere. Dr. Sidley used to say, if you don't know what to preach, just preach Jesus. He fits any grain. Amen. It worked anywhere. It's current. Thank God for it. Amen. I like Isaiah 96. For unto us a child is born. Unto us a son is given. The government shall be upon his shoulder. His name shall be called Wonderful, Counselor, the Mighty God, the Everlasting Father, Prince of Peace. Peace of his government, peace there shall be no end upon the throne of David, upon his kingdom, to order it and establish it with judgment and justice henceforth ever and forever. The zeal of the Lord of hosts will perform it. Amen. Thank God. Isaiah 53 said, who hath believed our report? To whom is the arm of the Lord revealed? For each grove is a tender plant, root out of dry ground. He hath no form to come, so we see him, there's no beauty we should desire. He is despised and rejected of men, a man of sorrow and acquainted with grief. We hid away our face from him. He is despised, we esteemed him not. Surely he hath borne our grief and carried our sorrow. Yet we did esteem him stricken, smitten of God, and afflicted. For he is wounded for our transgression. He was bruised for our iniquity. The chastisement of our peace was upon him. With his stripes we are healed. All we like sheep are going astray. We turned everyone into his own way, and the Lord has laid on him the iniquity of us all. He was oppressed, he was afflicted, and he opened not his mouth. He has brought his lamb to the slaughter, the sheep before his shearers dumb. So he opened not his mouth. He's taken from prison judgment. Who shall declare his generation? For he's cut off out of the land of the living. For the transgression of my people was he stricken. May his grave with the wicked with the rich in his death, because he had done no violence. Neither was any deceit in his mouth, yet it pleased the Lord to bruise him. He had put him to grief, and thou shalt make his soul an offering for sin. He shall see his seed prolong his days, and praise the Lord shall prosper in his hand. He shall see of the travail of his soul, and shall be satisfied. By his knowledge shall my righteous servant justify many, for he shall bear their iniquity. Therefore will I divide him a portion with the great. He shall divide his spoil with strong, because he poured out his soul unto death. His number with the transgressor, bear the sins of men, and maketh intercession for the transgressor. Thank God today. Jesus satisfied God for the sin of every person in this world, provided we'll be identified with that sacrifice by faith. Hallelujah. Thank God. Not only is this Bible correct, it's current, but it's complete. Amen. No more Bible being written.
No more Bible.
While I was pastoring, I got a letter from a so-called woman preacher. I didn't know her, but I got a 13-page letter from her. And at the end, she said, "Now, file it, put this in your Bible. This is inspired." I guess you know what I did with it. I filed it. I filed it all right in file 13. Amen. Amen. No more Bible being written. He's not even changing it. Amen. Isn't it wonderful? If there's not a person in heaven don't believe the Bible. Every one of them. And there's no arguing over translations either. Hallelujah. Thank God today. I'm glad it's complete. This Bible tells all we need to know about creation. I have no problem with God's creation. I have no problem with Genesis 1.
Well, it's been a joy to be with you this morning. Hope you enjoyed the message today. You meet us in church. May God bless you is our prayer.